And you are listening to Weekend Edition Sunday here on 89.1 KUAR. From the KUAR newsroom, we have this report. Just before a historic presidential election, a group of University of Arkansas at Little Rock and Clinton School of Public Service students are visiting more than a dozen houses of worship today to collect data on how religious organizations influence their congregants' political views. KUAR's Chris Hickey reports.
Okay. Let's take one with just those four, and then we'll grab a whole bunch more people.
Some students from UALR and the Clinton School pause a training session to pose for photographs a couple days before distributing surveys at religious congregations all around Little Rock.
On the ground, in the community, handing out surveys, collecting data, talking with people.
This is Rebecca Glazier, a political science professor at UALR and the project leader. She wants to analyze worshipers' sense of political efficacy. Here's how she defines it.
The belief that you can make a difference in politics, that your views matter, that you can contribute to your community.
Glazier acknowledges this sense of efficacy is generally not well anchored in today's environment of partisan politics. Rather, alienation and disillusionment pervade.
But we think that churches that are engaged in the community, that people who attend those churches will have a greater sense of political efficacy.
The surveys in English and Spanish ask questions gauging community involvement, political interest, and religious beliefs. About 70 students and volunteers will hand out surveys. Back at the training session, Glazier instructs.
Okay. 15 minutes before services start, everyone should be at the door, and they should be distributing surveys to every adult human being that attends services that day. Be polite and professional when you're giving surveys, but assume the sale.
In the studio, Glazier says the idea originated after she learned of research on churches that sponsor community health screenings. The events improved the overall health of the congregation in areas like blood pressure and cholesterol.
And even the people who didn't attend those health screenings end up with better health outcomes. And so it seems like churches can do something that affects kind of the broader culture of their congregations. And I wondered if the same thing could happen with the civic health of a congregation.
Glazier is expanding on a similar but smaller study she conducted in 2012. This time, she hopes to sample the views of nearly 5,000 people. She says 17 institutions of different denominations and faiths are participating.
Some are larger, some are urban, some are more rural. So we really have a good diversity to see what kinds of different groups are out there and active in Little Rock.
Student researchers are either enrolled in Glazier's Religion and Electoral Politics class at UALR or the Clinton School's Field Research Methods class. UALR senior political science major Kyle Winters distributed surveys to patrons of a Wednesday night meeting at a Baptist church in downtown Little Rock.
Oh yeah, they're very, very positive and welcoming and warming people. Also, the pastor was a really nice guy.
Studying religion and politics has led Winters to reflect on how his own identity reconciles with that of his evangelical peers.
Because up until recently, I didn't really realize that I was clumped into that group. And I was like, until I started taking a class, I just kind of considered myself as a non-denominational Christian.
Actually, Winters isn't sure his political views match up with the voting trends of evangelicals.
So it's interesting for me to maybe engage in to re-explore my religious faiths and understandings of my own religious traditions and how they're not lining up with the rest of the voting bloc.
While some students may question their own religious identity, others have felt the more tangible effects of the presidential campaign. Sartasia Javid is a senior biology major at UALR and is Glazier's research assistant on the project. We caught up just before Javid went to survey Friday prayer congregants at the Islamic Center of Little Rock, where she's also a member.
For us, the current political climate is more scary or fearful. If anything else, you know, I'm from Fort Smith, which is about 2.5 hours, and both of our Islamic centers were vandalized not too long ago. And, you know, the FBI had to get involved. So right now, I think that we try to just take precautions to make sure that everyone is safe in the community.
But Javid says she's gained a few insights into the logistics it takes for the current study.
When you have a lot of organizations coming together, like, getting that to work is really difficult. So that's what I've learned. But I have learned also that people are very willing to help students, help academia in any way that they can.
And Glazier says she hopes students learn the value of getting out of the classroom and learning about their community.
I think when we talk about religion and politics, a lot of times we get bogged down in maybe culture wars or religious right. And I think that churches every day do a lot of good work that builds communities, and not a lot of research has been done on that in political science.
After data are collected and analyzed, findings will be presented at a conference co-hosted next spring with UALR's Anderson Institute on Race and Ethnicity. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.